So the other day, somebody challenged me to incorporate the movie Elf into a sermon. And as with all things Buddy the Elf, it just wouldn't stop leaving me alone. And so I've been thinking about it quite a bit. And if you haven't seen the movie, you should, but you don't really need to know anything about it, other than it's Will Ferrell dressed up as an elf running through New York City and saving Christmas. And what I think I love about that movie, what's delightful about that movie, and part of what makes it so funny is it takes the thing that I think Will Ferrell is best at as a comedian, and that is being childish in his giant, manly, hairy body, right? He does this in lots of different movies. But he does this in a way that actually helps us to connect to and resonate with the children that we once were in two different ways. One way is that understanding that all we really want and desire is to be with other people. Ferrell, Buddy the Elf, has sort of no utility. He doesn't know how to act in New York City. But he just wants to eat candy and go ice skating and be with other people and have snowball fights because those things are fun in and of themselves. And in fact, the fact that he wants to do those things and to do those things so sincerely creates dissonance between him and the people that he runs into almost everywhere. Because when you grow up, for some reason, you sort of are told that you have to be useful in some way. That there is something immature, sort of naive, about just wanting to play and to delight and to enjoy one another. And it calls that into question. And then it adds on top of that the layer that really that chief desire is just a desire to belong with and to be loved by the people that matter most to us in the world. In this case, his father, who he has nothing to give, no gifts to offer, but he just wants to be with him. And the father, again, living in a world of sort of utility and usefulness, doesn't know what to do with him. And it's his wife that gives him the proper humane answer. He's your son. Just be with him. And I think the mirror that not just Elf, but most Christmas stories tell, sort of starting going back to A Christmas Carol, that this mirror between the desire to be with and to be loved and the question of whether or not life really is about that is what gets told and what faces us during Christmas time. And what gets hard about that is that in the Christmas movies, right, and Buddy the Elf, all you got to do is just sing some more songs and you'll kind of figure it out. But life isn't really that easy. You can't just sing some songs and find your place in the world. Sometimes you go to look for the people that matter most to you and they aren't there. Sometimes you're happy about that. Most times you're sad about that. But each time you're left sort of wondering, have we just made a mess of it all? Is there anything that can change so that that belonging can come to be? And we are left sort of waiting for God or someone else to do something. And Christmas is a time when light shines in the darkness, it says. And it's time to stop waiting and to come follow the light to where it's leading us, towards Jesus. And I think in some ways that's why churches are full on Christmas, is because we're coming again to see whether or not the story is really true. That we, like the shepherds, are just ordinary people going about our jobs, wishing there was a little more light to see where we were going, hoping, hopefully not in vain, that there is a love that binds us, that there is something more to our life. And so we go wandering with the shepherds to the manger to see if what was true for them would really be true for us. And what's easy to forget is that when the shepherds go to see Jesus lying in the manger, they don't know what to expect. They don't really know what's going on. I mean, they've just sort of seen like blinding lights and angels, right? They know about as much as you or I would know if that happened, but they're surprised by it. And they're curious about what God is doing in their life. In fact, the only reason that this story is told is because you see that the hope that they have is given to them in looking back through the whole life of Jesus, not just the beginning of his life. That everywhere Jesus went when he walked around, people were hoping to find the love of God. And they would see in the sick and in the poor. They would see in his disciples and in his preaching, they would see peace come about. They would see storms calm. They would see light shining through. And it was only after he died for them on the cross that they could see that God's undying love to be with them could never be undone. That everything that God longed to do in Jesus, everything that God does do for us in Jesus, he does because God just wants to be with us. He delights in us. His heart is for us. And that longing, that deep-seated longing, maybe we used to have as a child and still try to hang on to now, is shown to be the truth of the universe. And when we look back not only on the birth of Jesus, but on the story of these people that then found that in his life there was a life to live. And so they sang, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill among them. They received the body and blood of Jesus in remembrance of him, that he would be with them always. And they discovered that in Jesus, that there really was the possibility of a new life, of belonging, of love, of peace, that the hope for renewal was true. And so tonight, when that life begins, as we come sort of looking for God and looking for hope and looking for the truth of love, what we find is not Santa Claus, it's not Buddy the Elf, and it's not the void of darkness either. It is a human face looking back at us. It is the face of a child in the middle of this world that is showing us that there is a future with God that is possible. That for us who are unsure about our place in the world, who are insecure about our lives in it, who are doubtful about what God may or may not be doing in our lives, but who are longing for the story to be true. We see in the baby Jesus a God that is wholly other than us, but that just wants to be with us, that wants us to see ourselves in him, who wants us to embrace the love that has grown in the womb of Mary, and to open up ourselves to the possibility of a new kind of life. A kind of life where God really does want to be with us too. Because Christmas, at the end of the day, is not about sentimentality. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about family. Christmas is about grace. It is about the grace of God reaching all the way down out of heaven. Though God does not have to be, but he chooses to be with us because he longs to be with us forever. And he is still with us now to show us that every day is a new day for us to begin a life with God, for us to see that right here with these people may be exactly where we belong and where we can find and discover the love that God has for us. So that we can see that we didn't come just because that's what you do on Christmas. We came because there's a light shining in the darkness. And to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.